all I needed from her support. And it was this normal Friday that had my sister up off. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny on the Friday. Yeah, how much is your call?
Yeah.
How can I assist your call?
She's going to put me through to fraud alert.
Okay. What is your first and last name?
Sylvia Scholl.
Verify mailing address.
It is on Main Street in Vancouver, Washington.
Okay, so what we have is Taquito Vixen. The diary is something that helped build metabolism, decrease the appetite, was poor. This was ordered on March 9th for $6.70 and $7.45. So, did you authorize those charges?
It's $91 is what I'm not authorizing. The $91.89.
I understand that, but with fraud, we go through all our charges. So, did you authorize those charges as well?
I don't think so. I haven't received anything.
So shown that these products was delivered on March 15th. I just want you to be very aware that we take credit card fraud very seriously. And we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I receive, I just want you to make sure that you do not record the shipping and handling charges of the $6.70 and the $7.45 on March 9th.
Okay, whatever you said. The $6 one, I'm not sure. Because I've got packages still waiting at the post office that were supposed to have been delivered on the 19th. And they're tracing them now. But it's this $91 is what I don't pay for anything like that. I'm going through cancer treatment, have been for 2 years. I can't order anything like that and use it because it'll mess up with my medication and everything else.
Okay, so I do understand. So before we proceed, I just want you to make sure that we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address of who ordered this product, where it was originally ordered from, as well as contact the U.S. Postal Inspector. I just want you to be aware of that as well. So if you want to contact family members or friends to see if they use your information without your knowledge before we proceed with the investigation, you can do that as well. And you can give us a call back.
Okay, well, I've already done that. I'm just letting you know, don't take the $91 out because that'll put me overdrawn.
I understand that, but that's already been processed. So what we will do is just go ahead and start the investigation, and you'll have a pending refund of the charges. And once the investigation is over, the refund will be processed, whether it is when it's been determined if it's not fraud or not, okay?
Well, no, because it's a pending withdrawal from my account now.
I understand that, ma'am. But we, like I said, we are doing an investigation because these are fraudulent charges, so we have to do our part on our end. So we're going to investigate, and like I said, it'll be a pending refund. And once it's determined that it's not fraud, they'll issue the refund of the charges. You'll receive a refund of $6.70. $7.49 and $91.89, okay?
What, there's three charges?
Yes, ma'am. As I stated, you had two on the 9th and one on the 25th.
I didn't see the other one. The $7 one didn't show up on my account. Mm-hmm. All right, but if I end up being overdrawn, because I have to wait for you guys to get done, I'm going to charge you the overdraw fee, too.
I understand that, but we don't deal with overdraw fees. And that's, you have to just confirm.
If you're going to put this through my account,
we have to do our stuff on our end. Like I said, this was a trial. Use your information. So I don't know who did this. So I'm just trying to assist you the best way I can. So that's what we have to do.
Well, I have to avoid this overdraw fee.
I understand that, ma'am.
That's what I've got to do, and I'm not going to wait month after month.
I understand that, but I can't assist you with an overdraft fee. I'm going to assist you with the charges on this for this.
Well, I have a meeting with my bank tomorrow, and I'll discuss it with them because I'm getting tired of this. I'm getting tired of this $6 purchase and trial, and the next thing I know, I'm getting charged $100 for whatever. So I'll meet with my bank tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
What?
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Well, no, you didn't really assist me at all. I don't need to have you waste my time with an investigation. I've got it going on my end.
I understand that, ma'am, but that's what we have to do on our end regarding the fraud investigation, because you said these charges are fraud. So we have to investigate, because we take credit card fraud very seriously.
Yeah, but you don't take it very serious on protecting the consumer.
I understand that, ma'am, but you have to sign up for this online. So I wouldn't know who signed up for this because it was done online. So like I said, we have to do the investigation. And like I said, you'll have a pending refund. And once it's been determined that it's not fraud, they will issue your refund. And the refund will take 3 to 5 business days depending on your financial institution.
Well, there's no money in here to cover that. I'm telling you that right now. So can't you just not do the investigation and just put a cancel order?
No, ma'am, because there's nothing. It's no order. It was a rebilling. So I cannot cancel anything. I can just do the reinvestigation like our procedure does. And well, like I said, it'll be processed once it's been determined that it's not refund or fraud. They will issue your refund, but you will have a pending refund.
All right. Well, I'm still going to meet with my baby tomorrow. So that's it.
Good. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.